Last June, New Centauri Arts put on a 4-hour gamelan show at Klein Hands Music Hall that featured shadow puppets for an audience of hundreds.
The first time that I heard about the Buffalo gamelan scene was for the shadow puppet show that was at Klein Hands.
Gabrielle Graham is the adult programs manager at the Buffalo Museum of Science. She heard about the event over Facebook.
I mean, sometimes I Google gamelan in my area, but generally that's not the way that I get to it.
At the same time, a gamelan club group member who happens to be an employee of the museum informed New Centauri Arts Executive Director Matt Dunning he saw something that looked familiar.
He was walking around and saw what looked like a shadow puppet. So he sent me a photo and was like, yeah, dude, that's a shadow puppet.
Dunning soon after found out of the 700,000 objects the museum had, 700 from their anthropology collection were Indonesian artifacts. So Dunning, who spent years in Indonesia studying the art form, brought in puppet master Darsono Hadirahajo to help look at artifacts.
And we sort of identified who the different Wayang characters were that were in the storage.
This fits in line for the Buffalo Museum of Science, where Graham says they want to work with organizations that are actively preserving cultures from areas outside of Buffalo, especially ones who are now making Buffalo home.
The anthropological collections are just the objects, and it's the experience of people who are participating in practices that have been going on for hundreds or thousands of years, or things that they've brought over with them as they immigrate to Buffalo.
As the gamelan group performs Saturday night, a handful of objects will be on display. This includes a temple bell, a basket piece, a horn spoon with carvings, and more, most of which are from the mid-19th century.
We can interpret the lives of people, but really to get that depth of connection and the vibrancy to what these things mean, we rely on outside organizations that are really demonstrating it, that are living it, and able to help us share the context around the objects that we hold.
Buffalo Gamelan has been around for 4 years now and has steadily shown growth.
Buffalo's a really community-oriented city, and gamelan's a really community-oriented music. So I knew as soon as people heard about it and started practicing it, it would sort of become part of the cultural fabric of our own city.
There's multiple women from Indonesia that joined the ensemble after years of living in Buffalo. Some of them find it as a way to stay in touch with their heritage. They'll be dancing at Saturday's show.
None of them are classically trained dancers, but they all wanted to do this, so we're doing it. You know, our organization is willing to basically just do anything to play music, to have a good time, and to showcase this culture to as many people as we can.
The music has many components to it, which Dunning says helps make it more accessible.
I think it's very important for people to sort of be able to have an idea of what's going on in the world and what other people are doing, so we can have perspectives on art, culture, but also sociologically. You know, there's really no way we can relate to other people unless we know something about them.
So what's the best way to do that? Graham says it starts with establishing context through cooperation.
In building greater opportunities for exposure to different cultures, you're able to not only reveal the context of how they got to develop things that, you know, people that are not of your culture have, but also to reflect on why we do the things that we do in our own culture and why we see certain things as acceptable and other things as taboo. In the modern age, there's a lot of ungrounding where, you know, you kind of feel like that crushing sense of the abyss and there's so much stuff all the time. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can focus on building a really tight, well-oiled community that works together well. And once you have a very strong local community, you can work from there to build out to address problems on a larger scale.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.